should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to road ride. Wearing my six shoes.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, little Toby Keith, I should have been a cowboy. Requested by our host this morning for Sit, Stay, and Listen with Dr. Mark with Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding Center. Okay, so is this something you want to do, Dr. Mark, because you should have been a cowboy? Is that what you're telling us?
Hey, good morning, everybody. Well, I did spend some time growing up in Texas some, and that's why I wear cowboy boots.
Okay.
And they're made out there. And
the truth comes out.
I get out to Fort Worth in that area as much as I can.
There you go.
You know, we're all a little cowboyish in our heart.
I used to have a pair of cowgirl boots for a while there.
Yeah. I don't ride, animal horses or horses anymore. I ride a steel horse, though.
Oh.
A couple of steel horses, a couple of Harleys. So that's the
okay,
way, you
okay.
know. They're not as crazy as horses are.
Depends on the rider.
Exactly.
Depends yeah. a lot on that rider.
You know, when I was in veterinary school at Florida, we had a huge horse practice there because of the racetracks. And
right.
the racing and the polo ponies all in South Florida. Anyway, one of my professors was a surgeon. He said, an equine surgeon, he said, I want everybody to remember the first day. You know, I had a lot of experience that I've been riding all my life. And some of the people with me had never really been around
sure.
them too much. He said, just remember, this is 1,500 pounds
Oop.
Plus being ran by a brain the size of a lizard's.
Okay, then. That's a good point to
yeah,
make.
Yeah, that's what, you know, I mean, they're great. They're wonderful. Horses are awesome. But, you know, it was pretty funny. You kind of put it that way.
Because
that's what he operated on and did orthopedics, all this other stuff.
Wow.
Anyway.
Okay.
So, nonetheless, you know, I hope everybody's doing good, surviving the weather.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're so happy to have you here. We do this on a regular basis. We have Dr. Mark Sprayberry here. And this is Sit, Stay, and Listen with Dr. Mark, because we want to hear your questions about your pets, dogs, cats, if you have other animals as well. All you got to do is text in your question at 850-437-1620. So as we get started here, Dr. Mark, maybe we can tell us a little bit about where you're located, the Play and Stay, the boarding center, plus the veterinary facility that you have. You've been doing this a long time. So for folks that don't know who you are, give us a little background.
Well, I grew up in Northeast Mississippi. I got a pharmacy degree from Ole Miss, and then, you know, hottie toddy, and then got married, and my wonderful wife said that, you know, if you're gonna stay married to me, and this is 6 months after we got married, Kim said, you got to get a different job,
because
I wasn't too crazy being the retail pharmacist.
Right.
It's a great profession, but it just wasn't me, you
yeah
know?
Yeah.
And but it helped finance my way through vet school at Florida, and graduated in 95 as alumni president for a number of years, et cetera. And then been a vet for 31 years. I've been in Pensacola for 25.
Oh, my goodness.
And all, I'm not a corporate practice. I am I privately own mine. I own nothing, own anything. I do this because I love it. My wife died about 3 years ago, and in part of her legacy of, you know, who I am is I'm trying to honor and, you know, so I'm here, and this is what I do, and we love our patients as much as our owners do, and we're very we don't call ourselves a concierge practice, but for all intents and purposes, that's basically what we are.
Okay.
You know, but yeah, we have my veterinary hospital. Dr. Stephanie Kairos works a day or two a week. She's got a lot of experience. She owned two practices in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
She's around my age. She's been doing it a long time. And we handle a lot of difficult cases. Mainly, we are not a specialty clinic, but we have been doing it for a combination of over 65 years. And we see a lot of cancer cases, a lot of difficult cases that people tend to get frustrated somewhere else and decide to come over and see us. And we usually get to the bottom of what's going on. I have a great boarding facility called the Play and Stay. Again, we've been doing it for about 25 years or so collectively. I was on Olive Road for a long time until I had this flood that lasted 40 days.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I know it. It's one of those rainstorms after Ivan that came April Fool's Day, actually.
Oh, no.
Year. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I should have built an ark.
Seriously.
And so anyway, we've been down at the current location. We're on Davis Highway across from Bailey's Farmers Market.
Can't miss it.
Very convenient to downtown. A lot of people. I see a lot of physicians, a lot of, you know, professional folks downtown's pets. They drop off. We wear them out during the day. Mm-hmm. They go home exhausted. They eat dinner and go to bed, which is what owners want.
Right.
But the daycare has all kinds of, you know, events and things happening, you know, apple bobbing, kissing booths.
maybe I need to stop by. Sounds like
chasing the leprechaun, which, you know, during,
St. Patty's.
Yeah. And all. So it's a lot of things going on. They had finger painting the other day, and my dogs happened to be there because I was out of town.
Can we back up a second? Would that be paw painting?
Paw painting. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a paw painting. And so it's pretty funny. My dogs did. So, and I got a little card that I have.
Oh, my goodness.
On my refrigerator now.
Oh,
the children, you know, I don't have children, but I have human, but I have the Shelties.
It. We all get that.
Nonetheless, it's a big time. We got a great staff. We take care of a lot of patients who have health problems when they need to board.
Right.
You know,
you're there.
I'm the only place in the whole area that I'm actually on property to have this kind of facility. Now, some other veterinarians own different boarding facilities, but they're not actually there.
Right.
So, but anyway, it's a good thing. So if anything happens, they need anything, I'm right there. And
okay.
I live about 7 minutes from the office. So I go up there on the weekend and tootle around, do chores and stuff. So I'm there, if people need me, I'm there.
What are the hours that y'all are open?
Well, I think the plan stays open. And daycare is like 6:30 to 6 at night, maybe 7 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
The office is official hours 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. I stopped working Saturdays a long, long, long time ago.
There you go. That's a very wise man.
Yeah, I think all veterinarians should. You know, veterinarians are the number one suicide. We took over from dentists.
What?
Yes. And I think all veterinarians should close on Saturday.
I'm so sad to hear that statistic. That's terrible.
Well, dentists stopped working on Fridays. So
really?
It's like, and that's when we took over the suicide.
Dentists? That's wild.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
It. So, I've had a couple of classmates, a couple of professors.
No kidding. I'm sorry
suicide.
To hear that. Yeah.
It's a tough go. So it's, and people say, well, you know, it's all butterflies and rainbows, and that's not what it is.
Probably not. I would find it difficult myself.
Yeah, so.
So if you have a question for Dr. Mark this morning, that's what the show is all about. 850-437-1620. Got a comment from Stefan Schmidt. He's our host for our Friday show for Boat Smart. And he says, I am so excited. First of all, it pains me to say this, but I have to. Go Gators.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, I got my degree at, I got
That's
my second.
That's what he heard you say.
Yeah,
so.
I'm seeing this Georgia Cup here, Stefan. You know, that may disappear when I leave today.
It's the National Championship Cup, saying.
We're going to get her an Ole Miss and a Gator Cup.
Right? No. Okay, moving on. He says he's excited about this show, about you being on Pep Talk, a great place to tell everyone about your business. So he's excited about that.
And then we got
another question that just came in. This is a good one. What is a good low-maintenance pet for an 8-year-old? Something better than goldfish. So,
I'll tell you, it depends on your lifestyle, your home, your environment, that kind of thing. Typically, I like golden doodles, labradoodles, but they have a second generation.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, first generation's a lab and a standard poodle.
Okay.
And then if their offspring, that offspring breeds, then it's considered a second generation. And so they tend to be a little smaller in cases. So I think that's a great dog is 40 pounds, 50 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you get the first generation, they can be 70, 80, kind of like the size of a standard poodle and lab.
Right, right.
Golden retriever. I like them because they're very wonderfully tempered.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really get sick that much. There is a little bit of grooming involved. There is not as much shedding because standard poodles tend to be what they call hypoallergenic, quote unquote.
Their temperament, they're not as aggressive as some other breeds, correct? I mean,
correct.
To me, labs and golden retrievers seem to be much gentler in general.
Yes. And I like that because, kids can sometimes not meaning to can, pull on their tail a little too hard.
Mm-hmm.
they can grab them and do this and that. They don't tend to react. I had a case this last week of a real nice family I see, and a young man went over and kind of the dog was sitting in a spot on the sofa, and he grabbed the dog by the collar and kind of pulled him off, and the dog kind of reacted and snipped at him, and everything was fine.
Right.
And, you know, we talked about it and whatnot, and the dog's getting older. He's got some arthritic issues and stuff.
Oh, of course.
So it's,
yeah.
Everything's fine. But, you know, you just got to teach your children, you know, they're not human.
Right.
And they don't react typically sometimes the way others do. And now the dog knew he did something wrong. He went over and got in his bed and kind of sat, you know, he knew he had messed up. So, nonetheless, I like those. I like Shelties, too. I have, Kim and I had Shelties for 36 years we were together until she passed away. And so I've still got two of them. They're easily trained. There is a little bit of grooming involved because they have hair, so I have a pretty good housekeeper.
Any other pets besides dogs?
Yeah, I mean, any of the toy breeds are fine, but sometimes they can be a little snippy, too. Not all. And any dog, let me tell you something,
folks. Well, if I was that little, I might be a little snippy.
Well, let me just say this. Anything with teeth can bite, including humans. Now, my niece is a triple boarded interventional cardiologist.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was visiting them over the weekend up in Mississippi, and she has a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old. And the 3-year-old was like biting my 6-year-old great nephew, you know.
Oh, no.
And I looked at Catherine, I said, you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, does it?
Oh, no.
Anyhow. Any dog can bite. Let me just get that out there and just know any dog can, any cat, dog, any creature can bite, horses, cattle, anything. But I typically like Shelties. I typically like, and there's other people that have their favorites too. I like Golden Doodles, Golden Retrievers, Labs. You know, they're all going to need to be fed. They're going to need to have, you know, come see me a couple times a year for just checkups and things like that. But for the most part, I don't really see them as much. Feeding a good diet's good. The top three diets I recommend, I've said this many times, and I do not get paid anything to recommend these things. It's just my personal opinion. It's Science Diet, Royal Canin. Canin's canine without the E on it. And then Purina Pro Plan. Now, Purina has a lot of different levels for different pocketbooks, you know. But I do tend to like the higher-end product. So any of those products are good, too. And the better food you feed, the less problems I typically see. So to answer the question is, it really depends on the size home, your environment, you know, that kind of thing.
Do you see unusual pets like iguanas or lizards or any of those kinds of things, gerbils and hamsters and all that kind of stuff?
No, I tell you, I used to do that. I am so busy doing, you know, heart disease, cancers. You know, we've had one recently with really bad skin problems at, and all. And I'm not one to sit on something. I'm a really impatient doctor. My professors would would get on to me in school that, Mark, you got to have some patience, okay? Because I want to treat it, and by God, I want it to be good the next day.
Right.
And so, and I've got a couple of friends of mine are specialists that I'll reach out to, and they say, now remember, this is going to take, you know, time. But, yeah, so to answer the question, I mean, it depends. I mean, if you got a big yard and a big house and a bigger dog, if you're living in an apartment right now, you know, I've lived in apartments, you know, you probably don't want a 150-pound Rottweiler.
No, and you probably want one that doesn't bark a lot, too.
Yeah, that kind of thing. So there's a lot of great dogs out there. Just know that. And I've just picked two or three that I like. But just remember, pick the size dog kind of that goes along with your, you know, if you run a lot and you like to be outside a lot, then, you know, those type of dogs.
Right.
My Shelties love that, but they spend a lot of time inside.
Okay. All right. Well, we've got another question. If you've got a question for Dr. Mark with Sit, Stay, Play, and Listen, is that where we Sit, Stay, and Listen, 850-437-1620. This next question is a good one. We're seeing heat indices of over 100 almost every day. I'm concerned about walking my dog, letting my dog stay outside. Can you give me some tips on keeping my dog safe in this extreme heat? That's a good question.
Yeah, excellent question. I addressed this last time, too, and it's something I meant to tell you this morning before we came in. I want to say something. You know, it is very, very hot out there. I actually rode one of my steel horses here today, so I'm off today, and it's steamy out there.
We're already above the 100 with the heat index already today.
No leaving the dogs outside prolonged periods of time. I mean, I know some people out there, their dog is an outside dog. I get it. But make sure there's shade, there's plenty of water, that sort of thing. But, of course, never leave any living creature in a car or anything like that ever, ever, ever. The one thing, though, somebody had posted this a while ago, and I thought, you know, this makes sense. So I went out and tried it. So if you can put your hands, your bare hands, on concrete for 7 seconds and you don't have to pull away, then it's probably okay for your dog to go out, walk a little bit in the bathroom and that kind of thing. So FYI, so I tried it.
Because I don't even think about that sometimes. Yeah, it may be hot, and I think I'm going to take him for a walk, but the sidewalks and streets are terrible.
So they make these little booties. A lot of times you have to treat a lot of skin problems, especially on the feet. And sometimes, like I did some, I took a cancer off the dog's foot yesterday. So I had him go to one of the pet stores and get the booties, you know, like special forces and police dogs wear. Little booties. They're about $20 for a pair. And you can, you can get a box of four or a box of two or whatever.
Huh.
And so that might be something if you really want to do. If not, try to keep them in the grass, maybe not on the sidewalk.
Take them to a park or a dog park or something like that.
Yeah, and the heavier the dog's coat, you know, just make sure you're very sensitive. There's one thing I want to mention, bring up today, too, that there's a Dr. Gregory Barnes at Emory University that I was looking at this. A friend of mine sent me this, and I thought it was very interesting. The question, he's a scientist at Emory, and he said, do dogs love us because we feed them, or do they love us because they love us?
That's a great question.
Okay, and I just want to throw this out here because I've got the post on my phone.
What is the truth? What's the
He would trained them to lay in a CAT scanner, you know, CT scan, without medication.
Okay.
And then he would show them, like, a red... like a heart or a toy or something. And that meant, you know, like food.
Okay.
So, you know, they give them food. And then he would show them like something, I think it was blue in color. I don't if it may be a little teddy bear or something. I don't know. And that meant praise.
Okay.
And they seemed to react more to the praise than they did the food.
Interesting.
So he just training them to lay there and do that. So then he CT'd them.
Okay.
And he didn't sedate them or anything. So they just laying in there. You know, if I've had a CT before on all these arthritic joints I have. Anyway, you got to lay still.
Right.
He had them lay still. And he measured the brain waves. And when they did the food, there was minimum brain change in activity. But when you did the praise, the entire brain lit up.
No kidding.
So I thought this was very, very cool. It's Dr. Gregory Barnes at Emory. If you kind of Google that about I think the phrase was, does dogs love us because we just give them food and shelter, or do they really love us? And, you know, I think they really love us because, you know, my dogs react regardless. Because Shelties are very food motivated, as you can tell by the size of them. I shouldn't say that, but my daughters are a little, you know, chub. Anyhow, my staff gives me a hard enough time, Meg, so I don't want to hear it from anybody.
I'm not saying a word,
But anyway, I thought that was a very cool thing. I wanted to share that.
Well, that makes me think about when dogs wag their tail.
Yeah.
Because to me, that's an indicator that they like me. Is that true?
Exactly.
So I'm bad about that because if they're not wagging their tail, I'm thinking something's wrong.
What's the old adage? Somebody told me the other day, says, you know, put your girlfriend and put your dog in the trunk of your car and wait a little while and then go back and see which one's wagging their tail and which one's not.
When you open the trunk?
When you open the trunk.
That's kind of evil.
That'll prove, you know, do they really love you or not?
Seriously.
I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, I know. Well, someone told me once that dogs don't have a sense of time. And so they said, when you're gone, if you are gone a long time, they're always so happy to see you. And I said, why is that? And they told me, well, because they don't really know you've been gone that long.
Well, they have a circadian rhythm like we do.
Okay.
You know, like they always wake up about 6:30. And, of course, I'm not an early morning person. That's why the show's at 10:30, folks. Because I'm one of those, I'm a rock star. I stay up all night and sleep all day.
There you go.
But,
ride your Harley. Okay.
Exactly, whatever.
And a veterinarian. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. But anyway, but they do have a, you know, they get up about 6:30 and they they can't start dancing around the bed mm-hmm. and then, you know, come over and lick me. You mm-hmm. know, everybody has this happen to
yes,
them, right?
Yes, of course.
And then they want to be fed and out and mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. So anyway, they do have, I think.
Who's training who is the question.
Exactly. Yeah. So anyway, that. But I wanted to pass that along about Gregory Barnes.
That's
I thought that was a cool thing.
Yeah.
And it showed, you know, it showed the CAT scans as he was doing it. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty interesting.
That is very interesting. So that makes me, now that you've said CAT scans, that makes me think about, what about cats?
Yeah.
Has he done that, a, no, first of all, getting a cat to sit still on a scan would be tough.
Let me tell you something. Cats are wonderful, wonderful creatures. I have one named Lily. She's about 14.
Oh, my goodness.
You're talking about low maintenance. Mm-hmm. So if somebody's just wanting a dog, great. But if somebody's wanting, cats are wonderful creatures. Now, a lot of people, some people are allergic to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like my niece, who's the doctor, her her husband, you can just look at him, and David just starts, like, breaking out.
I'm the same way. But I like them.
Yeah.
I wish I could have a cat because that'd be perfect for me.
Yeah. Well, you need a hairless cat. Hey, everybody out there, I want y'all to write in, call in, text us, and let us know what kind of dog Meg needs. She doesn't have a dog right now. And I said, well, we can remedy that real quick. So I want everybody out there to start.
You're conspiring with all my rescues because they come in every Friday with a dog, and I'm like, stop it.
Yeah, Meg, I got bills to pay. Okay, now you need to get a dog, okay?
I know.
I'm teasing. But, you know, when the time's right,
okay,
you know, that
kind
of thing.
I know. Well, anyway, we were talking about the cats. So cats, it's interesting because they don't express their love in the same way that dogs do, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you tell?
Well, my cat, you know, she's kind of like girls.
Uh-oh.
You know, everybody knows I'm, you know. And it's the type thing where they love and then they don't want to be loved. You know? It's that kind of thing. So she'll hop up in my lap. Like last night, she hopped in my lap, was watching TV, and I'm petting her. And all of a sudden, she kind of gives me a little love nip because she's tired of me petting her.
Oh, okay.
You know, they want to be loved on their own time.
Correct.
Right?
Okay, that's exactly right. All right, Stefan's listening to the show. Just said that Meg needs a pit bull named Gator, which is what he has, by the way.
That's cool. Well, let me tell you one thing about pits. They're wonderful, wonderful dogs.
Okay.
And I think they get a bad rap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when someone, you know, random dogs goes out and bites someone. Now, I have 100% thing about children being bit by pets. I just, you know, it's just something I don't want. And mm-hmm. all because it isn't the physical scars, it's the emotional scars
of
that
course.
Affect them the rest of their life. And that's not a good thing. And but pits are wonderful, wonderful dogs. They're easily trained. They're athletic. They're tough. You know, when kids get out of vet school and they come and, you know, sometimes in the last year, they'll spend a little time with me
mm-hmm.
for a week or two, part mm-hmm. of their training. And I try to teach them some sense is what I do. You know, cause at schools, you know, they teach a lot of book stuff, but not any common sense. And I say, look, I want you to, they're worried about treating and hurting a pet. You know,
right.
Cause you get out, you know, nobody's standing behind you, telling me you're doing it all right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I said, well, treat pits and cats. You can't kill either one.
There you go. Okay. Good advice.
Yeah. They're wonderful pets. And, as like I say to all parents that come in and kids, you know, you see a stray dog in your yard, go get your parents, okay? Don't go up there and try to pet because
right.
they may be hurt. Mm-hmm. They could have something else going on, okay? So,
okay. Yeah. All right, we're out of time. I can't believe it already. It goes by so fast
with
you. But give some information on how folks can reach you.
Well, I'm at Olive Branch Pet Hospital, play and stay in daycare, and we're across the street from Bailey's Farmers Market. My office has the big copper top roof. And it's 4.2 acres. It's about 13,000 square feet. We have plenty of room for the dogs to run and play. We see a lot of very serious cases, but we also see normal stuff, too. But we'd love to come and let us know. Mention the radio show, and we'll give you a discount on your boarding in at the office.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Dr. Mark yeah. Sprayberry was here. I always love having you. It's so much fun.
Appreciate it. God bless everyone. Take care.
All right. Thank you so much. I hope you all stay cool today. And remember, as you go throughout your day, be kind to others, be gentle with yourself, and do find a way and make the time to love right now. I hope you have a great day. Stay cool. This is Pep Talk.